Yo. All right. I just realized yesterday I made it episode 206 and it was really 205. So this is 206B because I don't want to delete that and re-upload it. And then people are like, why am I getting this episode again? But I don't also don't want this to be 207. And if I make a 205, that's confusing. So that's why there is a letter. If you're like, what's, it's not part two of yesterday, really, because I don't remember what I said yesterday. But I forgot I had a podcast again today. I'm doing it every day. I wake up and the first thing I say, I think, oh, I should record right now. But then I was like, I gotta get coffee. And then I leave the house and then I forget. And then I'm about to go run. And then I say, oh, that's right, I have a podcast still. Because the other ones are done. This is the only one I have right now. Well, this week in Jack, and it'll come out next week, and then everybody that listens to that will find out it's the last episode, but it is. You guys know that already. They canceled us. The network said no more. Now, but who knows? Well, I'll bring it back if you guys, if the listeners of that, you guys can't do it because not enough of you. But we said if we get in the top 10 of comedy podcasts on iTunes, we'll come back. We'll figure it out. We'll do it on our own, or we'll do. But until that happens, and I don't expect it to happen, to be quite honest, I think that show might be done. But I'm gonna put out a special episode. If you are subscribed to that, stay subscribed because I'll put some. There'll be things coming out here and there, maybe. It's not over, but it's kind of over. Know what I mean? Maybe you don't. I don't know. It's. I'm at a loss. Okay, let me look at the news, and then we'll be done. You'll be done, I'll be done. For whatever reason you feel like you need to listen to this, and for whatever reason I feel like I have to record it, and we're both cursed. Construction crew finds rare Triceratops fossil in Colorado. That's exciting. It's who doesn't love a dinosaur bone? I'm not gonna read that. Let's just leave it there because it's because I'll probably then read that the guy that found it doesn't get shit for it, and the construction company gets $1 billion. And who needs to hear that? Pepe the Frog cartoonist forces withdrawal of alt-right children's book. Oh, they were going to make a racist children's book. Racists have children. It's probably a very unrecognized market is racist parents who want to raise their children racist. Because pretty much a lot of the children's books are about embracing differences and accepting people. And if you're a racist parent, what do you have? What do you have left? You have, you read The Ugly Duckling backwards. Say, oh, see, this piece of shit swan trying to hang out with ducks. Get out of here. We're ducks. This is a family of ducks. We don't need any swans. But that book ain't coming out. They'll have to come up with their own cartoon. I don't understand the Pepe the Frog thing. Like, what? Why do they love it so much? What about a frog speaks to Nazis? What is it that they say? We're like this frog. I mean, I would think they would identify with, trying to think of the most Nazi-like cartoon. I mean, Mickey Mouse, because wasn't Walt Disney kind of a Nazi sympathizer? You'd think they'd stay in that universe, the Disney. If you're gonna copyright infringe, why not go all the way? Go for the big one. And then Frozen, Walt Disney probably be like, hey, yeah. That's what I really was trying to make a bit of a statement. Let's do a couple more. Mattis orders Pentagon to allow transgender troops to continue serving pending study. Well, good for Mattis for not fucking, you know, let's not even say the fucking doddering old fool's name that is unfortunately president. But he didn't listen to him and said, shut up. But I guess you still can't, you can't go in. You can't, if you're trying to enlist and you're transgender, you're probably shit out of luck. Get out of here, Patriot. We don't need you. I mean, that's, doesn't make sense, but, at least they're not kicking people out. So that's, happy to hear that. Mad Dog Mattis. I don't know his, I don't know if he goes by Mad Dog. I had a friend that used to go by Mad Dog. Loved it. Loved calling my friend Mad Dog. Then he decided I'm going with my my real name. And he dropped the Mad Dog. Now I got to call him James. James, I respect his wishes. Very funny comedian, James Madden. I respect his wishes, James Madden. I'm not going to keep calling, but I got to tell you. Sort of miss having a friend named Mad Dog. That's, but to be quite honest, he wasn't really a mad dog. It's a fun name. It suited him in a weird way. Florida man stuffs over $1,000 in rectum in attempt to hide it from deputies. Now that is fantastic. Now here's you want to hold on to that money. I'm assuming ill-gotten gains up his butt into his rectum, you know, so you cornhole it and attempt to hide it from deputies. Arrested Saturday. Was pulled over in the highway for speeding. Front over with a semblance could smell marijuana. Ooh, we're in Florida, so we can't have marijuana, like the states where it's legal and it's not a problem. Oh, do I smell marijuana? This man must be dangerous. I mean, you're not supposed to smoke weed and drive, so maybe your car shouldn't smoke. But if you smoked weed, and how do you even know? This is the, I'm not, how do you prove a smell of marijuana? I've been accused of smelling marijuana, and it was cigarettes. Happened to me in high school. I didn't smoke no weed that day. Even that, probably the day before that, I didn't smoke no weed. And my teacher was like, you smell like marijuana. I said, no, I smell like cigarettes. Which is still, you're not supposed to do that either, but it's a much lesser crime. And she's like, no, I know the smell of marijuana. She was like fucking 80 years old. And and we fought it out. And you can't prove a smell. How do you prove a smell? So you could just use that every time. I smelled marijuana. Smelled marijuana. Let me, you know, that's why it should be legal. You should have to smell something fucking worse. You have to smell. The other stuff, worse stuff doesn't even smell. You can't smell heroin, I don't think. Can you smell crack? I heard crack smells like burning plastic. I heard that from a friend of mine who was a crack addict. But I never smoked crack. And I don't think I've ever been. I've never been where someone was. I've been with people on crack, but not like. They don't smoke it in front of you. You know what I mean? I'm saying, you know what I mean. Anyway, so he's smelled marijuana. Let's just say Stokes was charged with driving meth. He had meth, heroin. Oh, a second. So this guy, I guess he probably did smell like weed. And he had a kid with him. That's not good. They found 107 grams of methamphetamine, rock cocaine, and 4 grams of heroin. A scale was also found in the car. Scale, don't carry your, well, you need it. It's a tool of the trade. Also had a small amount of marijuana and a large amount of money on his person. Okay, so he tried to stuff whatever he could up his asshole, save a little bit. He's losing all this other shit. Man. People like drugs. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't side with the drug dealer. I'm not siding against the cop for busting the guy. Because that's a whole bunch of illegal shit. If he just had I smell a little bit of weed. And then, shouldn't drive weed at a kid either. Shouldn't drive on high. Period, and then you have the kid, and he's got his drugs. He's young, you know. It's hard being a single parent and a drug dealer. You got to juggle a lot of things. But hopefully, he's gonna probably get locked up for a long time for that son of a bitch. Cause you have a kid, say, hey, stop dealing drugs, will you? Could you promise me? And then go back and take care of your kid. I don't feel like drug dealers should get a hard time. That's my opinion. It's but then how do you deter it? I don't know. I don't have all the answers. I'm just saying, don't lock up this fucking guy forever. For what? He was trying to make some money. You know, he's an entrepreneur. That's what I sympathize with people that sell drugs. Because I've bought drugs from drug dealers. So, who am I? Am I going to be lock them all up? It's like I bought drugs from them. So, I may, if you ever, and then, I don't buy drugs, buy drugs now. Well, you know, now everybody's on your timeline. You used to buy them. Now there's people that are used to be you. So go fuck off. Just because you get old and don't want drugs anymore doesn't mean there's not other people that want drugs. People want to have a good time. Some people have too much of a good time, and then it becomes a bad time. I get it. I've been to rehab. I don't know. All right. I do know. I know what I just said, and I believe it. So I'm not going to discount it. I don't know. It's either I don't know or you know what I mean. It's all about knowing. I don't know, you know what I mean? I do know. And you don't have to know what I mean. You can not know it. You can think otherwise. That's okay. I think there's room for debate on that issue. You know, it's not like human rights. Issue or equal rights or something like that, but it's I think it is a human rights issue, but I think there's room for debate there, but I tend to go out there in the extreme. Alright, I'm gonna go run in Central Park like I was about to do right before I recorded this, but I'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you.